This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Time for our Monday Mortgage Minute, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt Rogers joining us now, as he does on Mondays. Kurt, how was your weekend, sir?
My weekend was just great. It was just nice
beautiful.
And relaxing.
Yeah, beautiful. Yesterday especially, it was just a little colder in the morning, but it got nice in the afternoon, and beautiful, yep. Beautiful. So we'll
Saturday was a little breezy, but that's okay.
That's all right. So people thinking about either refinancing or purchasing, you and I have talked about this plenty, but as a reminder to people, now that daylight saving time is literally a week from Saturday, basically Saturday night into Sunday. So it's only right. A week away this coming weekend. It's a reminder that the days will get, you know, lighter in the evenings and so on. People start thinking about summer, spring, and so on. So they're maybe thinking about either a different home, a purchase, or a refi. What do they do to get lower rates, lower fees, and so on? You know, walk us through that.
Well, like you said, with them getting out, they're starting to say, okay, I need to maybe start looking at a home or refinancing my home to take some cash out. There's some simple things they can do now. They need to get a copy of their credit report. They need to look at it and see where they are at it. They could talk to me, and I could show them how they can, with simple little techniques, not costing a lot, they can improve their score maybe 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 points. That will come back to pay for itself down the road in 60, 90 days, because they're going to get lower fees and they're going to get a lower rate.
Okay. Now, what kind of a timeline are they looking at? In other words, they call you tomorrow. What are we looking at as a timeline?
Well, if we sit down tomorrow, or we just talk tomorrow, we go through where they are, and I say, here's some suggestions, here's what you do, and when you get it done, then you can submit right to the credit bureau to please update my score, and
okay.
It's a 60-day policy.
Okay, so 60
process.
Days. So in other words, we're now March. Time they get this done, you guys have a conversation. We could easily be middle of March when they get things started. You figure 60, 90 days out, it's summer.
Yeah, and one of the things that's kind of brought this conversation to be more important is the lenders are now looking at it. People will go out to buy a home or to refinance their home, and their score is a little bit low. So they'll take some money and pay a card down to raise their score. The lenders aren't allowing that anymore. If you've done it before you ever apply, it's a different story.
Okay.
But once you apply to do it afterwards, it becomes a problem.
So in other words, be proactive. Do this on the front side.
Yeah. And sometimes you don't even have to put money in on a credit card. You can just make some other changes to make it work. Other people are saying, okay, I'm going to refinance, pay off all my debt, so I have more money to buy a different house. There's a lot of different things you could start to look at now to be ready for, you know, later spring, summer kind of home buying or remodeling.
Makes sense. Okay, best thing to do, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. Kurt, you take over Haystack Help Radio on Tuesdays. That's tomorrow between noon and 1 right here on KLZ 560. What do you got going on tomorrow?
We're going to be talking with Wade Nevitt from Premier Remodeling. I mean, you know him very well.
Yep, just had him on here today a little bit ago.
Yeah, there's a lot of people taking advantage of what he does and some programs that are out there, and that's what we're going to be talking about.
Awesome. Kurt, as always, appreciate you. Enjoy the sunshine this week.
Thanks, John.
You bet. Appreciate you very much. Again, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the 3s and 4s on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500. Affordable interest mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1 to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take aim and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take aim, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable interest mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217-147, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
All right, Gino's Auto Service, if you're looking for somebody to help you with your vehicle, the maintenance, the repair of, you name it, they're there for you. Gino'sAutoservice.com. Don't forget, Gino starts with a J.
Have you had your oil changed recently? Take advantage of savings on Gino's oil change service this month. Gino's semi and full synthetic oils protect your car's engine. Old oil gets less effective at lubrication and absorbing the heat of your engine. Gino's complete lube service includes 5 quarts of oil, a Napa Gold oil filter, and 35-point digital inspection. Importantly, our oil change service is done by trained ASC technicians, which is not always the case at Quick Lube businesses. We offer loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when it's ready. Visit us online to schedule an appointment. Gino's is a Napa Gold member and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. At Gino's, we know a well-maintained vehicle will take care of you, and it all starts with consistent oil change service. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Group insurance analysts, make sure that you're dialed in when it comes to insurance. GIA can do that for you, whether it be home, auto, business, or health. They can do it all. E-GIA.com.
The good news for seniors on Medicare is that you have more options today than ever before. The challenge is that all of these new options can be very confusing, and making the wrong choice can cost you thousands of dollars more out of your pocket. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of Medicare specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you navigate the maze of Medicare options so that you get the right plan to fit your needs and at the best premium. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Receive the local hands-on service that you don't get with a call center or online, whether it is a Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, a standalone prescription plan, long-term care, or final expense insurance. GIA has got you covered. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, 303-423-0162, or go online to e-gia.com.
Genesis 1-3 Electric will make sure you are smart about installing a home charger for your new electric vehicle. Genesis 1-3 is one of the very few electricians in the state who are fully certified in EV charger installation. Dustin and the team prefer you call them before you purchase anything so they can inspect your home and give you advice on exactly what you need. They can ensure that your panel will support the new charger, make sure wiring is within limits, and help you keep your home safe from electrical fires or damage to the charger. Genesis techs are concerned that some EV dealers are not properly educating their customers, and they feel a responsibility to ensure that you know what you purchased and how to use it. There are inexperienced electricians out there, so you need the certified pros at Genesis 1-3 Electric to make sure you're ready for the switch. KLZ listeners get $150 off an EV charger install. Call 883-236-6797. Make the right choice. Call 883-236-6797.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. David Strzeski joining us now, Sound Planning Group. David, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Hey, great to be with you, John.
Thanks always, always. Okay, Bitcoin, big in the news. I've even watched, I've had a little bit of Bitcoin over the years, watch it go up and down and up and down, and I've watched it travel upwards of late. Give us the scoop on what's happening.
Well, I think I could just announce here, welcome to the beginning of the crypto and precious metals bull market.
Okay.
I mean, as we're looking at Bitcoin here today, it hit 68,600. That's just $400 from its all-time high back in November of 21.
Right.
Obviously, this is attributed right now to the fact that we've got this ETF investment that, you know, is just kind of going gangbusters. We're essentially buying two Bitcoin for every one that can be mined. So basic supply and demand factors will tell us that that's going to cause a price to go much higher. But they've also got a lot more first-time buyers. On the same token,
I read, and this is what I wanted to check with you because I did a little research, watched a few things over the weekend. It's also going to be halving soon. You know, in other words, half, H-A-L-F. It's going to be halved soon. Explain.
Yes, sir. So essentially April 20th coming up here, they reduced the amount of Bitcoin that can be mined daily by half.
Okay.
And so we're currently at 900 per day. That's going to go down to 450. And as I just noted a moment ago, we're already purchasing double what is actually being mined.
Yeah, so we're purchasing 1,800 roughly a day now. They have it where that's going to go down to 450. If that same 1,800 is still there and or goes up, it even makes it worse, right? I mean, worse, or better.
Right.
I don't know whichever you want to way to look at it.
Yeah, it's just going to cause supply and demand to bring the value higher. There's only 21 million possible Bitcoins. So unlike U.S. dollars, as an example, that we can just print indefinitely, there are only so many. And it's important to note, John, that that if you lose your keys, you lose your crypto. This is something that we've kind of, you know, not really heard as a headline theme.
Correct.
But there are a lot of people, specifically even this guy Satoshi Nakamoto, who invented Bitcoin. He mined the first 1 million. And here's the thing. We can actually see every single Bitcoin that's ever been mined. Those have not been transacting for over 10 years. And so it's believed that this guy actually had died. And again, if you lose your keys, you lose your crypto. I think there are millions of Bitcoin that have been lost forever, never coming back.
Yeah, yeah, and for everybody listening, you know, think about this way. And David, you know where I'm probably going with this. Even a partial coin. So let's just say that, you know, you've got one partial coin that at its high was almost $70,000. But let's say that it took 70,000 people owning a dollar each, which people could have done. You know, they could have bought partials, if you would. So let's just say that 70,000 people, and the number's probably much lower. But let's say each one of them, because they just lost track, they bought it to kind of fiddle around with it, and they kind of forgot about it and forgot the wallet and the key and so on. That thing just sort of sits out there now. I mean, that's a question I've got for you. Let's use that scenario. What happens to those?
Well, those Bitcoin exist. They're real estate in math, essentially. But yeah, no, they're gone.
They'll never be used, so, right? Because you can't access them.
That's correct.
So you just limit. You know, in other words, you shrunk the supply, right?
Yes, that's accurate. Now, each Bitcoin breaks down to 100 million individual pieces. So
okay.
To your point here of, you know, 70,000 people putting in a dollar, they would get more than like a, you know, a one fraction because it's
right.
100 million
right.
pieces. But
still, it's so a fraction of a coin that they own, right?
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
And that's where the argument goes that we could buy, you know, groceries with one Bitcoin, even though a Bitcoin could be worth, you know, 70,000, 100,000 someday, is because of the breakdown into the minor pieces.
Okay.
I don't think it's actually the answer to all of life's problems, so let me just be very clear.
Thank you. You and I are in total agreement on that one. I would agree with you on that. Is it a portion of maybe some of the fixes? Possibly. Mm-hmm. Is it the ultimate fix? No, I'm not that guy either, David.
Yeah, I think it's going to be positive. I think that just like gold and silver, okay, which, by the way, have outlasted empires rising and falling. I mean, that's really the gold standard, quote unquote. I think Bitcoin is a new player to that world. But ultimately, the cryptographic technology and blockchain technology that decentralizes things and makes things more difficult or challenging for bad guys to steal.
Right.
I think that is exceptional technology. And so a lot of the altcoins today, I look at as basically buying algorithms of the financial practices and matters of the future. So there's a lot
can't
of
disagree.
Really great opportunity.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. And I've interviewed some guys that are trying to take that same blockchain technology and apply it to car titles, house deeds, things along those lines.
Yep.
So I think the technology itself, David, will incorporate into other things that will become very needed, if you would. In fact, they're needed today in a lot of areas. The things I just mentioned, by the way, they're definitely needed in. So I see the technology getting applied to other places. Would I personally put all of my money in Bitcoin? No. In fact, I would tell personally, and I'm not a financial advisor like you are, but I would tell people to be cautious and probably only do what you think you can. If it all went south tomorrow and you lost it, are you going to be out anything is the way I would look at it.
Yeah, I love this idea. So number one, as a financial advisor, they don't want me talking about it. So I'm not providing financial advice here today.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, with
okay.
that being said, if I was providing a thought or an idea, one of the best that I've heard was whatever you would spend on a nice weekend getaway with your spouse, maybe for an anniversary or something, whatever that amount is for everybody is going to be a little bit different based upon how much money you make, etc.
Right. Right.
But if you were going to allocate just one nice weekend away into the crypto and Bitcoin space, you either, worst case scenario, lost one weekend with your spouse that you didn't get to have necessarily,
right.
but you'd probably go to dinner, do something nice. But otherwise, if this ends up really growing and really becoming what it could become, well, then it might have actually just made your financial future. And so I don't think put nothing in it.
It's interesting you say that because years ago, and I've kind of dabbled with it, and initially, I don't know, I bought a couple of $250 chunks years ago.
Okay.
And I then bought another couple $250 chunks some years after. I haven't bought any now probably since before COVID, David, but I own, I don't know, my value today because it's gone up, of course. I think at one time I owned about $2,000 invested. And today it's up to like $2,600, $2,700. I'm being very open with everybody because I didn't buy that all in one chunk. I did exactly what you just said. And over time, just bought a little. And mainly just to kind of see what it would do. I still have my key, my wallet, all of that. I understand that whole bit very well. And, you know, again, where is this going to go, David? I now kind of wish that when things were really low just a few months ago, I'd have bought maybe another $1,000 or so. But, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, you know, that's what everyone says. And in fact, I get asked a lot of questions right now. It's like, hey, well, it's so high or some of these things are moving up. You know, even the stock market, you know, how do I buy in? Well, dollar cost averaging is the best way to get in. So just like you said, hey, I put a couple of chunks down at various time frames and I got a better average price. So I didn't just put it all in at one moment,
right.
which could have been high, could have been low. You get a better average. And so how I personally do it is I buy in on the daily. In fact, I'm actually not really buying in right now. I've been allocating for a couple of years very significantly. And so now I'm just sort of like riding things up, trimming positions that really get run in, you know, feeding some other positions I think that are really about to start moving. And so, you know, those are a couple of things that I do personally. But I like your thinking with this. And again, I think it's something that people should, you know, want to have just a little bit of at minimum. But I don't think that they're really going to be buying, you know, groceries at Costco, you know, tomorrow with it. We're a little ways out.
I agree with that.
Gold and silver, by the way, are poised to be popping right now, and people should be looking into that as well.
Well, I think if you look at what the economy's doing, you know, no matter what the Fed does, yeah, I would agree with you on that. Again, would I go out and put all of my money into that? No, but I think to be wise and to look to the future and have some things diversified, absolutely, you should look at all these different things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. One of the things I'll just note here real quick, and you know, I've been talking about this one for a little while now, and I mean, I've been on all the big shows talking about this and saying you should look at gold and silver. John, I think we finally have arrived at the place and time where we're really going to see this next evolution here manifest. And so again, Bitcoin's at a record high or near it, and gold literally just set a record today. It's above 2,100.
Oh.
And what's interesting to note about gold and silver is this. I'm just going to give you my quickest talking point, which is if you look at the ratio of gold and silver when the gold standard was established, it was 14 to 1, 14 gold for every one silver. That's how much we could produce, 14 ounces of silver for every 1 ounce of gold.
Okay.
Today, we actually produce 9 to 1, 9 ounces of silver for 1 ounce of gold. But the ratio, John, this morning was 90 to 1.
Wow.
Trade me 1 ounce of gold for 90 individual ounces of silver. I just got to tell you, I will do that deal every day of my life.
Yeah.
And so I believe that silver is probably the most undervalued commodity in the world right now. And I believe that we are about to see
because if times really, really get tough, there's some sort of a end of the world scenario. And I hope that doesn't happen. But I have a prepper show that I have on on Fridays from 2 to 3, where we talk a lot about this, and I even bring guests on. In fact, I should get you on at some point. We can just talk about those things specifically, because that'd be a good topic. But, you know, bottom line, when it comes to that and buying and selling in that scenario, while a gold piece would be really nice, those handy full silver pieces that you're talking about would be even handier.
Absolutely. You want the smaller denomination.
That's right.
You're not going to go and, let's just say gold gets up to 5,000. How do you go and make change?
You don't.
Okay, you're not going to accept
you
it.
You don't.
You're going to take it. Yeah, exactly.
And especially when, if that happens, that even gets to be worth not 5, but 10.
Yes.
Because in the scenario I just gave, it just doubled, by the way, as you know. Now, you know, I'll reach out. We'll do that. We'll have you on Ready Radio. It's what we call it. We do it from 2 to 3. It's separate. It's separate from what I do here daily. It's my own program, and we do different things there. And, yeah, it'd be fun to have you on, and we could talk about some of those things, because those are things that not everybody really thinks about. And in that scenario, I hate to say this, David, but when everything electronically is gone, Bitcoin's not going to do you anything.
Right. No, and that's very true. If we had one of these massive EMPs, which is certainly a risk, at least that's what the government tells us.
And, it is.
It's not really known. Then we would lose it. And, man, you would really revert back to the physical stuff if that's the case.
Yeah, you would. That's right.
Again, I think that, you know, having some in gold and silver can be intelligent. I prefer silver over gold, as you heard my rationale for that.
I agree.
But
before we close, what would you stay away from right now?
A couple of things that I'd really stay away from is having so much heavy in technology stocks.
Okay.
I think that we're finding ourselves in kind of a position that may be similar to the .com of the early 2000s. Yeah, the dot bomb. I mean, hey, I love the technology, but we're speculating on some level.
True.
You know, NVIDIA is a wonderful organization. They're doing incredible stuff. They were the first mover. That's why they're so big. They hit, you know, $10 trillion.
Yep.
But here's the long story short. If Taiwan gets invaded by China, 100% of NVIDIA's chips are made on Taiwan Semiconductor. How's that going to work out? Oh, by the way, Microsoft's been rallying based upon AI. Oh, by the way, everyone's rallying based on AI.
Right.
So if we have one of those hiccups, and by the way, Xi Jinping told us he's going to do it.
True. In 2027, that's what he said. You're or 2025. Sorry, 2025. He said he would do that.
So we're a year out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how close do you want to?
Isn't it interesting? He's waiting till the election's over.
It would seem like that. Like he would do that just because. I think that he likes the weakness of the current administration.
Upon how that would go in November, he could always backtrack and say, yeah, well, no, we're not going to do that now. My gut feeling is he's waiting to see who's still there.
Yeah, and I have a gut feeling that it's not going to be Biden still there.
I agree.
That's a scary reality if we think Kamala Harris is going to be running the free world.
Won't be it either.
That's the only thing that would cause me to think that they would potentially do it sooner than 25. Is if we found ourselves in a place of weakness like that. So anyway, that's speculation, but the point is that it's at least declared as such, and it's likely going to be coming. So, you know, I'd say a little bit out of the technology stocks, although we definitely have allocations in them. We're doing really great. I love making money with those things, but
be careful.
You know, you're gonna be very, very careful. And I'll just say this as well: the safe part of your portfolio being bonds, quote unquote. I believe that there are massive time bombs here. There's five different ways that bonds lose money. I've got this written in a new book that I'm publishing right now called Riding Bulls and Taming Bears. I'm about 30 days out from actually publishing and investing for retirement in the 21st century. So the issue is, where do we go when the safe places to put our money are actually a place that could have significant losses, as in permanent, you get nothing back losses, as an example, with a default? And so I don't think that's safe enough. I think that many people are going to be let down based upon traditional allocations to portfolios that, they frankly didn't have it right in the year 2008.
Okay.
I don't think that they're going to have it right again. I think a lot of people are going to lose money doing the buy and hold, park and pray, hope everything will be okay model.
Got it. What's the best way to find? I know you got a website talking about the Fed. What's the best way to folks find you?
Yeah. So FedBubble.com is probably the best place to connect right now. That's where we're going to be talking about what's going on right now at the Federal Reserve. They're late to the party, big challenges.
Yep.
We got bubbles that are amongst us.
Agree.
I got five questions I like to ask people as they're approaching or entering retirement. And if they can say yes to all of them, they're in great shape. If they can't say yes to all of them, they might ask the question, do they think that they want these questions answered. And so anyway, so FedBubble.com, or people can call my my office directly at 425-821-9442.
David, as always, I appreciate you, sir. Have a good one.
All right. Appreciate you, John.
You betcha. David Strzoweski, Sound Planning Group, FedBubble.com. Speaking of financing, investing, and all of that, we have our own financial person you can talk to locally, one-on-one. That is, of course, Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial. There's a seminar coming up, by the way, this Saturday, 9:30 to 11:30 at Colorado Christian University. I would encourage you to go out and meet Al there. You can do that by going to klzradio.com, find Golden Eagle, and register now.
There's a new reality in planning for retirement, and Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial knows how to help you navigate it with success. You hear the arguments about Social Security, and many people are worried that they won't get out of it what they've paid into it. Al knows how to prepare you for that in case you don't get the benefits you expect. Your grandparents had pensions, but employers have shifted to making you responsible for retiring on your own. Al can help you strategize using securities like 401ks and IRAs as individual parts of your overall plan, and advise you on making tough decisions like adjusting to your risk tolerance or making room for the things you want to do in retirement. Take control of this new reality and reach out to Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today for a free no obligation consultation by going to klzradio.com/money. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
All right, High Five Plumbing is next, 877-WE-HIGH-5. And don't forget, $100 off right now. Just give them a call, 877-WE-HIGH-5.
Your holidays may have brought all sorts of unwanted gunk to your home plumbing, and High Five can help fix it fast. Your guests are gone and you're smelling new smells from your drains or seeing sinks and showers drain slowly. It's time to call the professionals. Finding where the problem is can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with High Five's cutting-edge tools and resources, they'll have those drains flowing again in no time. High Five can take video of your main line and use the highest quality tools like digital augers and jetters to clear clogs so that you can get back to your day hassle-free. Mainline cleaning is dependent on your main access being cleared of furniture or appliances and is ultra affordable. Tell High Five you heard about it on Rush to Reason and you'll get $100 off the service. Get started today at klzradio.com/plumbing.
Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, whether it's a furnace or an AC unit, either one, financing available. Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, find them at klzradio.com.
To save money on your energy bill, your best opportunity is right now with Cub Creek Heating and AC. Cub Creek knows the prices for new HVAC equipment are rising sharply this year. So if you're looking for an upgrade or repair, now is the time. Refrigerant prices are already rising, and as the reserves are depleted, this issue will increase the price of air conditioner installation and servicing. Equipment costs for most manufacturers are also starting to rise due to regulatory changes, so that means the cost of parts and equipment is going to keep climbing. Even the cost of energy is skyrocketing with no signs of stopping. Rheem Pro partner Cub Creek provides free estimates, and they aren't commission-based, so they will never upsell you. Cub Creek knows how to save money on your home's heating and AC. Financing is available, so make your appointment for a free estimate today and start saving money with Cub Creek Heating and AC at klzradio.com/HVAC.
All right, Roof Savers of Colorado, Dave Hart, whether you need a replacement on your roof and you need somebody to even help you walk through all of that with the insurance company, Dave can do all of that. Call him today, 303-710-6916.
With hail season behind us now and snow season fast approaching, we here at Roof Savers Colorado want to help ensure that your roof can brave whatever elements this season ushers in. With over 20-plus years of roofing experience, we pride ourselves in helping homeowners evaluate the best option for their situation. If you're looking to get more life out of your current roof, we offer a 100% plant-based rejuvenation treatment that gives new roof performance without all the new roof costs. However, in the event a replacement is necessary, we will also work with any insurance company to get a damaged roof the replacement it needs. Do not let your home fall victim to the ever-changing Colorado climate. Be proactive and set up your free inspection to receive an honest evaluation of the condition of your roof. Call today at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916. Or go to roofsaversco.com to keep your roof ready for whatever Colorado throws its way.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Craig, what's going on, sir?
Hey, John, you know, you and Richard were talking about NASCAR and speeding. Okay, you know, that's been going on for years. Junior Johnson, who was an old driver and a team owner, he once said, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Right,
and
right.
He said he used to do all kinds of little things, and he'd make it so that they could find it, right? You know, make it pretty easily found,
right.
But there'd be something else that they missed on the
right.
car.
Yeah, show them one thing, you know, basically distraction. Show them one thing while you're doing something else.
Exactly. Well, yeah. You know, I don't want to sound like, you know, the old guy down by the river, but, you know, there's a reason for some of these rules. Now, you know, Bill Elliott still, you know, he had the Coors sponsorship from the Coors Brewery up in Golden at one
right.
time. He set the all-time NASCAR qualifying speed at 212 miles an hour, and it still exists. Well, you know, the reason they started putting restrictor plates on the carburetors was to, reduce the airflow
right.
into the carburetors and cut the speeds down.
Going too fast, yep.
Going too fast. So, you know, we all like speed and everything, but it does create, you know, the more speed, the more danger, and the
right.
you know, to fans and drivers as well. So,
yeah, it's same reason why NHRA shortened the quarter-mile track to 1,000 feet was to, again, try to keep things slower because they just kept going faster. I mean, the thing that happens, and this is the one thing that these organizations, I think, struggle with at times, Craig, is they try to, you know, because these guys keep inventing, they keep coming up with better ways and better ways and better ways, which, by the way, is a lot what correlates back into what you and I drive on a daily basis, which I'm thankful for. But the reality is these guys continue, to your point, to figure out ways to, you know, I guess you could say break the rules and go faster because that's what they're trying to do.
Well, I don't know how much you follow Formula One, but I actually watched about a 15-minute video on, you know, Formula One has really strict aerodynamic.
Yes, strict guidelines. Yes.
That's about as exotic, you know, wind tunnel testing as it gets.
Yep.
And the idea is to allow the car to go fast in a straight line, but also go fast in the corners with downforce because of the aerodynamics of the cars.
Right.
Well, this video that I watched said, what if there were no restrictions? How fast would these cars
go? Good question. What did it say?
Well, they showed that, you know, if you had the wheels enclosed in a fairing and all these different things, they'd be going in excess of, you know, I think they said 300 kilometers per hour and greater.
Wow.
on these circuits. But the problem is the G-force, and there's no tires. The tire technology is
not there. And then, you have fan safety, where if they go off the track, what happens? So there's a lot of other things these guys are, you know, factoring in. But, you know, even with all of that, they still keep going faster. It's amazing.
Well, they said, you know, again, with unlimited aerodynamics, these drivers would be exposed to 8 or 9 lateral G's.
Wow.
That's like a fighter pilot. And they just, their bodies wouldn't hold up.
Amazing.
With lateral G's like that.
Amazing.
So it's pretty interesting. But I was happy to see that, I don't know if you talked about, Supreme Court ruled in.
Yeah, first hour a little bit. Yeah, I was not surprised, by the way, at the 9-0 ruling.
Well, I understand that Jenna Griswold made a public, you know, statement that she's disappointed, and to her, if
she's an idiot. She should have never even let that thing go. She's a dummy.
Well, to her, if she's listening, which I'm sure she's not.
No, she's not.
Yeah. But,
well, I mean, and the only reason I say dummy, Craig, is huge, huge, huge waste of Colorado taxpayer dollars to even go down that path. Stupid to have even gone there. Dumb.
The worst thing that could have happened is if they'd allowed it, and then every blue state in this country would have done the same thing and wasted the Supreme Court's time.
And again, luckily the Supreme Court, all of them knew this is bad. This is bad mantra. We can't set precedence this way. It will set, even on the left, it will set a pattern for even red states to then do things. This is not how this country was formed, and we're not going to do this. We're not going to allow it. Good for them.
Yeah.
And even, you know, again, all nine of them, and Andy and I will talk about it a little bit more tomorrow. We predicted this, and we said at worst it would be 7-2. I think he and I both said, though, that I just don't know how you could even be a dissenter. I mean, how are you ever going to even face anybody that's got any kind of sense whatsoever that you're a dissenter? You can't, Craig.
Well, you know, to your credit, Dave Williams has taken some heat on the way he's running the Colorado Republican Party.
He needs to be. He's running it awfully.
He's getting grilled on some of the other talk shows as well. So people are coming around to, you know, and again. And
Dave's I've said it before and I'll keep saying it. Dave's a snake. He shouldn't be doing what he's doing. Anybody that's on his side isn't looking at it correctly. They're covering for him. And the reality, you know, Craig, is to endorse a candidate, even Trump, prior to the primaries being completed, which in Colorado is tomorrow, is just not right. It goes against the bylaws of the state of Colorado for the GOP and should not be happening. And I don't know why more people besides me aren't calling him out on this.
Well, they're coming around. I mean, I think public pressure might change things.
We'll see. I hope you're right, Craig. I really do. I hope you're right.
Okay, that's all I had.
Craig, appreciate you, man, very much. And again, we'll talk a little bit more about some of that tomorrow with between Andy and myself as well. Ken in Centennial, you're next.
Hey there. How you doing?
Good,
today,
Ken.
John?
How are you?
Yeah, doing all right. I just thought I'd call in and, you know, I grew up in NASCAR country, and I grew up as a little kid with NASCAR. So just to tell you how restrictor plates first came about. And it was because, it was like the guy brought up, you know, when Bill Elliott was winning so much and he's going so fast.
Right.
They had an issue that people were winning by two laps.
Right.
And they wanted to bring them together. And so the end of the race, people hadn't left the building, you know, and they hadn't
Right, yeah. Get towards at least somewhat competitive.
Yeah, that was
problem.
Like,
you know, here's, and now I want to get your feeling on this. My issues with the restrictor plates, Ken, is they then became too restrictive, and there's really, I mean, yeah, there's racing, but not the kind of racing you and I like seeing.
Well, one thing you know for sure is it increased accidents.
Yes, it did.
See, it wasn't to decrease accidents. I'm just going to tell you.
Nope, it was not. Good point.
In the South, yes, when you grow up in the South. Now, one of the things. I never heard confirmation on this, but, you know, Bill Elliott was a big thing. You know, that was back before Toyota was in there.
Right.
You know, Dodge was still in there racing.
Right.
But what the word was, you know, and you'll know better, Ford was had the Windsor and they had the Cleveland. Well, when they stopped making the Cleveland, that was the engine that they had been racing, you know, in NASCAR. And when they quit making it, supposedly there was this stockpile of them in South Africa, and Bill Elliott bought them all up, so he was the only one that had it.
Interesting.
And so you know, he would win sometimes by 2-3 laps.
I know.
The restrictor plate had a lot to do with him, but all they had to do was outlaw the use of the Cleveland.
Good. You know what? I'm not a Ford guy, so you're teaching me something I didn't know.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a big difference. I owned both. Let me tell you, there was a big difference between the Cleveland and the Windsor.
Oh, yeah, no, there sure was. Definitely. No, definitely there was.
So I kind of, you know, I it took a little bit out of NASCAR for me, but I grew up also with the short tracks, and, you know, I loved it. I mean, you know, back when I was little, you know, my boss and I, we'd go get a bucket of chicken, and they had like a baby NASCAR track. So it was NASCAR sanctioned, but they didn't race NASCAR. You know, it just said NASCAR on the, you know, when you drove in. But, you know, Darrell Waltrip came out there once and he borrowed somebody's car. And I'll tell you, by the time it was done, his experience against all these young guys, he had spun about half of them around.
Interesting.
Hitting them in the rear bumper. You know, and back then they were allowed to do that. That was just another thing. Now they look to see, well, did you tap them on purpose?
Right.
Because at 200 miles an hour, somebody will go floating.
Right.
If you hit them just right.
Right.
Yeah. You know. And, you know, I bet you some people, they were learning that in aerodynamics, where to hit somebody.
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot more of that goes on than we'd all ever know, Ken. I'm sure you're correct on that.
So, you know, NASCAR has come a long way, but they took a big ribbing, you know, of how they were different. You know, for a while there, you know, we're talking the Bible Belt. We're talking
right.
about, you know, a lot of religiosity.
Right.
You know, and they fit in that really good. And I just think when they started stretching out outside of the Bible Belt, you know, people didn't want that kind of religiosity. You know, just straight line, almost like, you know, this is what you do and that's it. Can't dance, you can't, you know.
Right. Yeah, you know, the other thing, too, and I've had some conversations with some old car guys along these lines, and I think this is one of the things that NASCAR has also gotten away from and lost, by the way, even some viewers, is every car, as you know, Ken, today every car looks the same. I mean, it's the car tomorrow, for other than maybe a little bit of different front-end look or a logo that might be on it. You know, outside of that, you really can't tell one car from another, and I really feel like they need to get back to each car having its own uniqueness. I think it would separate the cars out. It would give some competitive edges at times. It would get the factories back into the racing end of things more so than they are now. And the other thing I think they need to implement is a rule that if you don't build this engine in a production car, you can't run it. Because right now, there's not a single NASCAR engine that's in a production car, period.
Totally understood. You know, the other thing is that we're missing.
And really quick, Ken, you know, it didn't used to be that way, as you know. It used to be you had to run that engine in a car that drove
right.
off on the lot Monday morning.
Correct.
I mean, you know, not the exact engine, but, you know, a form of it, if you would.
So just to tell you, I had a 1980 Mustang, brand new off the lot. My car had probably like 98 horsepower. The one they raced on the circuit had 790.
Yep.
So, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, right. But one of the things that they're lacking now, you mentioned Dale Earnhardt earlier. I'll mention Richard Petty. You know, personality.
I agree. You know? The big personalities have somewhat gone away, and they need that back. I agree with you on that one, Ken, wholeheartedly.
Yeah, and that comes from, you know, it not being such a, I don't know, like you said, it's all the sameness.
Yep.
You know, I can...
Nope, I lost you, Ken.
I was little.
There you go. No, you're back.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was so little. I was so young with some of these, but I still remember them just because, you know, I didn't like Dale Earnhardt. Dale Earnhardt was, you know, sort of like the Oakland Raiders used to be,
yeah.
You know? They were the evil one,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But he won, didn't he?
Yeah, he sure did. Ken, I got to run. With that, I'll leave it. Thank you, man. I appreciate a good conversation. Always a joy. Flesh Law is next. Criminal or civil, doesn't matter. Kevin's there to represent you on either side. 303-806-8886.
Get relief from Flesh and Beck Law. You just got in an accident, so you call the police. You make sure you get a thorough record of the scene. Then after the initial adrenaline wears off, your mind starts to swirl with all the things you need to do. Insurance claims, car repairs, doctor visits, medical bills, on top of the physical pain you're in. Flesh and Beck will give you relief from the financial stress so that you can focus on healing. Call Flesh and Beck immediately after your accident for a free consultation. Then you can rest while they talk to your insurance company. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh will relieve your burden of financial worries. All you need to do is to call him right now at 303-806-8886. Call Kevin Flesh immediately after the accident and get relief from the financial stress of an injury. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
All right, Level Engineering, Alan Davis. Again, see if solar is a good fit for you, your home, or your business. Find him today at klzradio.com.
Alan Davis with Level Engineering knows that the power company is not your friend, that they don't have your best interests at heart. Aside from getting your power back on during an outage, they do three ugly things. First, they install a smart meter on your home to charge you surge fees up to 300% during peak times. Next, they use some of your money to lobby public utility commissions to increase your bill. The power company tries to squeeze money out of you everywhere they can. But Alan Davis has the answer for you. Solar power will allow you to produce your own energy and get the power company out of your wallet. Call Alan Davis of Level Engineering to rid you and your family of the greedy power company and take a major step towards energy independence. You just need to reach out to Alan by going to klzradio.com/solar for a free, no-obligation consultation.
All right, Dr. Scott Faulkner, if you're looking for a doctor, we have an answer. Dr. Scott, who thinks just like we do, just like Dr. Kelly does. You hear her on Thursdays. Give Dr. Scott a call today, 303-663-6990.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big-picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at castlerockregenerativehealth.com or find him at rushtoreason.com.
The good news for seniors on Medicare is that you have more options today than ever before. The challenge is that all of these new options can be very confusing, and making the wrong choice can cost you thousands of dollars more out of your pocket. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of Medicare specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com.
This isn't rage radio. This is real, relatable radio. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, we are back, and this wasn't in my notes, but Charlie just reminded me of something as we were talking during the break there. I actually got a phone call today. I was expecting another call, so I didn't, you know, caller ID came up, didn't know who it was, but I needed an answer because I was waiting for another call from somebody else anyway, so I don't usually do that. Normally, if I don't know the number, I don't answer because I've got too many other things going on, but I happened to pick it up. Well, it just happened to be the Trump campaign calling about the primary, and I will give them huge kudos. They called and just said, will you be voting for Donald Trump in the primary campaign in Colorado? I said, absolutely, I've already voted. Yes, done, handled, turned in, will be counted, you know, tomorrow. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. The next question, which I was shocked at, wasn't a donation question, which very well could have been. The next question was, do you have the ability to help out with the campaign in any way? Could you go door to door or do this or do that? Or could you actually help work the campaign? And I said, you know, I appreciate you asking. And I was extremely nice back. I said, I appreciate you asking, but I'm in the media and I do some other things. And frankly, no, I do enough already kind of along those lines. And no, I don't have any extra time to go do those things. But I do appreciate you asking. And she was extremely nice and was not belligerent in any way, didn't continue to force the issue. And I said, I'm expecting another call. I would talk a little longer, but, you know, I need to run. I'm expecting another call. And I just answered this one, which I normally wouldn't. But I'm glad you called and I appreciate it. And, you know, I didn't have a long conversation, but hung up. And I will tell you, extremely, extremely, extremely nice. If that's how they handle the bulk of their calls, I will give them an attaboy because she did a fabulous job, wasn't pushy, didn't ask for money, didn't ask for anything along those lines, really was looking for volunteers to help any way possible. And I was extremely appreciative of the phone call. And if they do that over and over and over again, they'll gain people on their side. Not that I wasn't already on their side, because as you guys all know, I am. But it was refreshing to get a phone call from somebody that was an actual voice, wasn't some robot, wasn't just somebody reading off a script either. I could tell by talking to her, she wasn't reading a script. She was genuinely interested in me and what I was doing and what I thought and had I voted and so on. And it was very refreshing, by the way, to get that phone call. So if you get a phone call from the Trump campaign, I would encourage you to answer it. Give them your heartfelt answer as to how you feel things are going and what you need. And she was extremely helpful for me and I enjoyed the conversation a lot. So I just wanted to add that in. And Charlie, thank you for a moment ago reminding me of that, because it was a very refreshing phone call. Veteran Windows and Doors. Speaking of phone calls, call Dave today. Find out exactly what he can do for you when it comes to windows and doors. March is a new month. Last month, it was 45% off front doors with free labor, or I should say entry doors with free labor. Find out what the March one is. Just give Dave a call today. Find him at klzradio.com.
Owner Dave Bancroft of Veteran Windows and Doors knows you don't buy a car without knowing what motor is inside. So why would you buy windows and doors without knowing their efficiency rating for your area of Colorado? Dave left the corporate world of windows and doors because he knows their salespeople purposely omit crucial information. The giant window and door companies look at you as a number, not a person. Veteran will select the products that will help you, the customer, and be right for your home. They want to educate you before you make the purchase, since these products are meant to protect you and your home from heat and cold. Veteran wants you to know exactly what you are getting and the benefits of the right windows for your home. Don't get pressured into buying windows from some huge company that is simply transactional. Contact Veteran Windows and Doors by going to klzradio.com/window. That's klzradio.com/window.
All right, K&R Home Transitions. Again, as I say, take the stress out of buying and selling a home. K&R can do that for you. They also have their re-up program, which would help some of you that might need some remodeling done that maybe you just haven't gotten to it yet, but you know it'll affect your resale price. Give them a call and find out how that would work for you as well. 720-437-8210 or klzradio.com.
Catherine and Robin with K&R know how to make you the most money on the sale of your home. A recent client told them that he saw how hard they worked for someone else in his neighborhood, the open houses, their research digging deep on home valuations in that area, and the way that they presented the house to potential buyers. He knew that they just get it. Kat and Robin are creative, and they are hard-nosed when they need to protect you from another realtor or problem person. Having two sets of expertise and individual strengths helps maximize what your home can sell for. They watch the contractor making a fix on your home, and they check out the home inspection items that don't seem quite right. Catherine knows how to present the home well and maximize the relationships. Robin will slay the dragon, and anyone who stands in the way of selling your home should be very afraid. You need the Real Estate Protectors, Catherine and Robin from K&R Home Transitions. Contact Catherine and Robin today at klzradio.com/home or call them at 720-437-8210.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, we are back. And somebody texted also, and I don't have an answer to this. Now, I'm going to throw this back out to you all because some of you are really good detectives and can find things out and have time to look that I don't. And that is, how much money has Jenna Griswold, our Secretary of State, actually spent on this lawsuit when it comes to Trump on the ballot? I don't know, folks. I would love to, and if any of you have a chance to actually do some digging and could even get a rough number, I would love to know what that number is, because every penny of it, in my opinion, was wasted. Absolute waste of taxpayer dollars. And yes, I would love to know what that number is. So if you have that and can get it to me with some documentation behind it, I would love that. We'll be back tomorrow. Myself and Andy, have a great evening. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.